Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. Please take our opinion poll about the upcoming March Jacksonville mayor's election. Are you registered to vote in the Duval County?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in the March elections to pick a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Very likely.
I will vote.
Someone
I
likely?
Will.
Okay. For statistical purposes only, what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 67.
Thank you. How did you vote in the recent November 2022 elections? By mail, early in person, or on election date?
By mail.
And as you may know or may not know, under new Florida law, people who voted by mail in previous elections no longer receive a mail vote for the next upcoming election automatically. You must ask to receive one. Knowing this, how likely are you to request a mail ballot for the Duval Supervisor of Elections for the upcoming March 2023 elections for mayor? Very likely.
I will.
Very likely to request a mail ballot.
I will. Yes.
Okay. First, should Jacksonville's next mayor, number one, continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry? Or number two, change direction?
Two.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Improve infrastructure all neighborhoods throughout the city. Street flooding and stormwater drainage, affordable housing, roads and traffic congestion, access to affordable quality healthcare, violent crime, growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all, or quality schools?
Number one, infrastructure.
Thank you. And what would be the second most important from the one that I just mentioned?
Growing the economy.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose the actions taken by Mayor Curry and the City Council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay for street improvements, drainage projects, and expansion of the Skyway downtown?
I support it.
Okay. When it comes to the city electric utility, JEA, which do you prefer? Keep JEA as a city-owned utility or privatize JEA by selling it to Florida Power and Light?
Keep it as a city-owned utility.
Okay. In the debate about the city Confederate soldier statues, do you prefer to keep them or remove them?
Remove them.
Next, answer if your opinion of each of the following is very favorable, someone unfavorable, or very unfavorable. The first one is Donan Deegan.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable. Can't stand the man.
Okay. Lenny Curry?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Audrey Gibson?
Favorable. Somewhat.
Okay. Lena Gutierrez Cumber.
I don't really have an opinion on her.
But if you have to choose, let's say, someone favorable or someone unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis?
Very unfavorable.
Al Ferraro?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. which of the following 8 candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you have to make a choice today? Al Ferraro, Darcy Richardson, Omega Allen, Donna Deegan, Frank Kisley Jr., Daniel Davis, Lena Gutierrez Cumber, or Audrey Gibson?
Probably Donna Deegan.
Thank you. And which of the remaining choices will be your second choice?
That's a good question. Al Ferraro.
Thank you. Now, here are a short description for 5 of these candidates. The first one, Lena Cumber, is a Republican city council member whose dad escaped communists in Cuba and taught her values to live the American dream. She built a transportation business creating jobs, is a former teacher and advocate for survivors of domestic violence. Serving on city council, Lena has fought to cut taxes and keep our community safe. Daniel Davis is a Republican and head of the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, former state representative, and a former president of the city council who will promote the pro-growth, pro-business policy of Mayor Curry. David was raised in West Duval, is a father of 4 who married his college sweetheart and will fight for families in every community. Donna Deegan is a Democrat, 5th-generation Jacksonville native, and trust voice as a 25-year new anchor who held the power to account. Donna is a 3-time cancer survivor, founder of the National Marathon to Finish Breast Cancer, and head of the Donna Foundation, which helped thousands of underserved women battle cancer. As mayor, she will be a voice for the voiceless while fixing infrastructure, improving healthcare access for all, and growing economy that works for everybody, not just for a select powerful few insiders. Al Ferraro is a Republican city council member who opposed the JEA sale and a small business owner who will concentrate city money on its core functions of public safety and infrastructure. He opposed removal of Confederate monuments. And Audrey Gibson is an African-American Democrat with 20 years experience in the state legislature who will be a mayor that put the needs on the resident first and bring together the community. She will continue her record of delivering needed progress on transportation, job creation, healthcare, and veteran services. Based on this information, which of the following candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you have to make a choice today?
Donna Deegan.
Okay. We are halfway of the survey. We're almost done. Next, rate each of the following statements.
There's a lot more.
Listen,
I have something on the stove I'm cooking. I've got to get off the phone. I thought we were done. So
we almost done, sir. As I mentioned, we are a half aware of the service, sir. We're almost done.